I'm sure you're a happy man leaving Glenfern. Good win, good 2 points.
Yeah, absolutely, Tom. You know, delighted to come up here. We were very disappointed after last week's performance, and we felt it was the perfect game to try and get us to get us back on track. And last week hurt, but the boys' reaction today was outstanding. We had a good week of training, and you could see that particularly in the first 20 minutes when I think we ultimately won the game.
Yeah, because you really set your stall out from the start, kicked 3 quick points, and you know, then really settled into the game.
Yeah, absolutely, and that was encouraging, because last week I just felt from the first minute, assist to Shane, like 5 minutes into the game last week, that we weren't at a normal pitch or not at a normal tempo. Today, after a minute assist, we're a different team today already, and you could see that. And like, it's important to get a start. You know, if you come up to these places in Glenfern, would have went 5-0 up, we would have been in big bother. So it was important that it was us that got out the gate early, you know.
Yeah, and you were in a good position at half time, 1-9 to 2 points up, and a great goal to go in to celebrate.
Ah, it was a great goal. It was a great team goal, you know, and a second goal even as well, you know. And that's what we're trying to put into the boys. You know, it's many years gone past, 2 or 3 of them lads might have taken the shot and might have scored, but they faded into the man in the better position. And that's again what we're trying to drive through here. It's about the team, and it's not about the individual. We don't care who scores, you know. So yeah. It was a good score, but at half time we also knew that Glenfern were going to come back. If we were in their change rooms in the position they were in, we knew there was a blitz coming, and we just told them to just keep doing what we're doing, keep working hard, don't panic, and stay calm. And you know, once we got over that and got a couple of scores, I think.
And Glenfern did as you expected, did come at you.
Oh, they did, of course, and of course they would. And there's loads of heart up here, and there always is, and they always will be. And you know, as I say, I was glad to see us getting a few points in a row before the goal, which ultimately did finish it, I think.
6 games played, just the 1 defeat, and gone top of the table tonight. A good start, and I'm sure that's something you were hoping for at the start of the year.
Well, absolutely. I'm just delighted for the lads, because they've put on a serious pre-season training, you know, so I'm glad they got the reward. I'm really glad they got the reward. But, you know, it's been a good start. There's a long way to go in this league, and, you know, we're not looking anywhere only to our draw next weekend, and that'll obviously be a tight and a big game. I think they beat Bundoran today as well, so they're right up there.
And obviously you ran your bench as well, brought on Luke Gavick and Oisin Gallen, and a lot of young players coming through as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We've good strong bench. That under 21 team won the B Championship there last year, so like we've got 5 or 6 of them lads actually starting today, and then a couple of lads coming off the bench, and Aaron Kelly there as well, you know, made a big difference. And again, that's what it's about. It's about trying to get deep in the squad and make the squad as healthy as we can, and plenty of competition within the squad, and we have that.